mother and the child are intertwined. They literally are connected. It's a very painful and difficult process to separate out the from a uber yerechimoi to make a new being. And even in terms of psychological, like a postpartum depression, where a woman is not at ease with the fact that a chelik of her has been missing. So in the bria itself, the big picture, you have a bria of ra that has swallowed up the bria of toiv. It has made the bria of toiv a part of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now trying to extricate it. The ra is not so happy with it, and the ra resists it. So you have this. That's the process that. So Avram was the first one. Avram had to leave Ur Kasdim. In other words, it was a b'chinas lech lecha mi'atzcha v'latam v'savicha. The forces that were resisted very strongly to such a mahalach, obviously, and it came with a lot of effort. So the rachis of Avram is that type of rachis. The rachis of Kol Yisrael is a similar rachis. And both of them are a being that's sort of ensconced within another being. There is a need to separate the two because they're meant to be two separate items. The years together and the sort of interwoven relationship makes it very difficult to extricate it. The kol olafikach elo befat dila kashbaruch shibutzayin. That's why shibutzayin was galt Avraham Avinu. The kashbaruch said your midah, your mahalach will reflect itself in your children going to Mitzrayim. Bechol them neshiroi sheyascholas banav dema in Avraham shuay yascholav abes. Beis Avraham atzana sheshlicha oizakim sheyish laavdoi. Beitzi Hashem sbach oizim mitoichoi. Bekach hoyal yisrael Mitzrayim sheshlicha bneim layor. Beit Hashem sbach mitoichoi. So both of them were the mother, the one that contained them was not thrilled to let them go, didn't want to let them go, and in the letting go, it was a process where either that it swallowed up, then it rather that it kill it than let it go. Avram is the rachis of Klal Yisrael. So what Avram saw, the machs Avram saw, was the rachis of Klal Yisrael. His rachis parallels Reish Klal Yisrael. Yaakov, with Seif Kol Avos, he gets to see the Seif of the Geula. Shekshem Shavram Yascholim in Avos, Kacho Yaakov Betachas Avos B'Seif Shalahem. Olefikov Min Yaakov Yoshe Sol Tachlis Machrisom. So Yaakov wanted Megala to his children, the Seif, because that's his Nekuda. And the Nekuda of Seif is what he gives them. So Reishis and Seif are not just, what's the right word for it, Mikritic segments on a time scale. This happened earlier, this happens later. Aschola is a very, very clear mahalach. Aschola is a certain entity, a certain process, and Seif is a certain process. B'teidek avos ha'ilu Avram hoy aschalosei b'tzar, shoy nidah b'nimrait. B'chakach hoy kol yomo b'tzayv v'bracha. So Avram's aschola, by Avram, his aschola was b'tzar. Because that's the nekuda of Avram. B'chakach hoy kol yomo b'tzayv v'bracha, then everything went well. Rat Basil does a bit sad, Queen Shalak Hashem's was Avram. And Lash Hashem's of Avram, where he betuv kol yomov. Well, the Fika Hoy Yisrael Baschol, the Queen Shalak Hashem's was from La'am, Shay Mitzrayim, bit sad. And Lash Hashem's of Oysom La'am, where he saw Bibroch, because man has Cholash Lahem. So we talk about the period of Haschola, that's Avram, and that's where Avram's pain was, and Kalis will go to Mitzrayim, that was the same thing. Yitzchak was the transition from that aschala, which was already toiv in his days, and then chashchein emerois. Over medrash Yitzchak chidesh yisurin shnem avikas of Yitzchak chena enav. Zeh muchach al Yisrael shemitchosev etoiv und das Seif Choschke nehmen mit Kracha Kolos Hashim mit Asuch. Wie Yaakov gam kehle mit dem Yechedes, she roivio vifay bitzar. Wo she oma vekel shake, she oma loy lomay dai, yomu so say dai. Wo kumay she oma le paro, yomay she say ma'at viroim. Ach, besef yomav kashe bo, al Yosef vahoye noch mekot zereisov, because it's a bisoki a golos urch moid vansa yomi salak a golos vim taiva. So Yaakov starts with a difficult process, but at the very end of it, he comes to, you know, to his final destination. Bisbaylecha, Eilu Shoyfes Ovis Che Avram Aschola, Utchila Avram Moyatlas Yisrosh Avram Koyim Vitayva Meis Vesev Vitayva, Rakoidem Zehoy Mitzak Moshe Zbay Chitul Yisrosh Mitzak. Yitzchok was be'emtza, so be'tovet chilosu v'soif ko enof, v'igil yisturin, v'omerdo ze'a choshach ha'golos, v'sosam yisturol. Gam kem yis ha'migdash niko orik, v'ajom chazal v'kova noro shal oylam, k'nusa pe'e kamer ibrach, v'abase, v'yakov shoye tachlis v'soif ha'ovis, v'omero al soif v'tachlis yisturol, v'yakov hoya ha'hefich, v'hoya Kol yomer b'tzora she'nidav atzer b'seif she'nach b'tzorsi v'mena edem l'tafach Yisrael. So mainly you have all of these periods that the others went through reflected upon him. It's also pashut that when we say l'mosh Yitzchak was chilosei was tov and then there was tzar. What the Maral is saying is forget about any particular Indian that is meant to happen through this. But the etzem mahalach of having to start with toiv and to finish, or start with toiv and to finish with koishi is part of this type of tvis and so on. Ubulai toime, he says, im keino yiroi ka toiv sheyakov amur al sef sheyistul yehavi moi. Oroi loya toiv sheyakov misleish rachmat. And the dhime al tachmas So he asks over here that you're saying Yaakov is paralyzed because Yaakov ended up with Toiv. The Toiv he ended up with was not many years relevant in life, and not a terribly great Toiv. I mean, it's nice. He sort of was happily retired, kind of. I mean, it wasn't. I mean. So where is that Toiv? If you talk about Toiv, I said love in Toiv, that's without Gavul and so on. Avalakachom Yaakovino Leimeis. Behine hu betoiva nitzchis ashesu laklau. So Yaakovino Leimeis means that we learn up his end as being a Leimeis. What does it say? Umneiki ya'olam haba kol ruchni, v'shavu v'kame koymes. Lefikach moral de Mashon Rav Zinazal Shach Leimeis. Bein Sofik, ki chaya Yaakov atayim ruchnim loikum ha'chayim ha'ilu shem tivim v'davaz avvua. He said, even though we're saying Yaakov in a loy meis and the life continues on, it doesn't mean life in a sense that we feel it, a physical sense of things, but rather ruchnistic sense of things. So I guess let me add a point to this. Here's the kasha why if Yaakov Vinu's Maram is connected to Geula Seifis, isn't it for a very long time and so on, the Chulub. The truth is, if it would have reflected itself in any way in his lifetime, then basically you wouldn't have a real sense of everlasting chiyus. Because no matter how long a lifetime is here, no matter how pleasant, unless he would have lived another 100 years of pleasantness and wonder, it still has no sheches to Gula. Gula is something that's nitzchi, it's coming up a different world. There's no sheches. So Bal Karchach, you're going to have to say that it's going to be of it's going to give a different type of chiyus. Type of chiyus that lends itself to Ein Sof. And Bal Korch is going to have Yaakov Avinu Leimeis. Yaakov Avinu Lameis is not a b'dieved. It's l'chatchila. It's the only type of mitzias that has no kasei and no end. Is a chiyus of ruchnius. Well, the fikach begos mitzayim ois avram yika umaska avram tchila. But erel avram begoyim. V'chein meisgal kibus b'yus avram. Agur achoyne maktim es yakoy v'zachat es b'yus yakoy. Ki avram moira al gula v'shoyne. Yakva achoyne. V'hine avram shoyim moira olav gula. Shama kadosh baruch hu eilo v'gama segresha v'yudu dana noyim. Well, the Yaakov Gampi Niklas Agula, Rakshin is Stalik, Mimenu Aket. Avi Yitzchok, Shay Moira Legolus, Shakoina Besaif Yamab, Shumoira Golus, Lachin Lingus from Gula. So Avram and Yaakov have some Shaykhs to Gula. Yitzchok has no Shaykhs to Gula. Mipneki Gulas Yisro Mitzvayim Mitzar Avram, Shayz Chol Yisro, the fig shim shes nas avram a certain scene, of course, is back in a strange little bit teva. Kilakach menas avram sa tzadik im yamim yisrayim lo yachak tivoy. There's a gashmach mi saw sorry nisim shayim ketev min hag shaylam. So the maisi, he doesn't say over here any more specific. But I think there is something very specific here. When a person, like we said before, when a person is oimit bin nisoyen, it's not just measuring a darga of a person that is willing to do a lot for it. It rather means that this person is of a different metzias and mohos than his environment. If I'm willing to forego all the tanuga olam hazeh for a mitzvah, bal korcho that my metzias is not of olam hazeh type, because there's no way I could forego all the tanuga olam hazeh. The that it was Manasseh Avram was to prove that Avram is of a different cut bichlal than the Mitzrim. Avram is a different cut of whoever surrounds him, and Kal Yisrael is a different cut when they can survive the Makis in Mei Mitzrayim. Umeata Seda Mishnayis. Maschilos Mitchila Shana Basar Mamor Sevoilam, one. Ugnegazas Rok Urach Apain Sharash said Lomas Varteris, Joshahas Shishma Maila Yanish Rasamas. Behena Yahasa Alomo Shinivra Basar Mamoris, Adasartas Bishwil of Tadik Shaman Kamus Kakula. Lafik Hasar Deris, I mean Nehara of Rom. Bishwil Shinivailam Basar Mamoris. So basically, that's the mahalach that underscored Kal Yisrael's at existence, and this is what it went with. His susha over here is that these are the things that the nisim the surah of Avram and so on, those are things that make the world royal, not to be destroyed. He says, what we do is we pit the Nisyonis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis the Nisyonis that they would snase. Before he says, Nasara Dairis saved the world from Kiloyin again. I guess the pashas here is, it's a simple Mishkal Neged. In other words, he did the Nisyonis, and he was saved, and he did a lot of mitzvahs, let's call it, very strong mitzvahs, that almost been a sign, but mainly saved them. But he's mamsh the kav, b'shul shavayla masvam Mamoras, Nisasa Ramasa Nisinis, which looks after Ramasa Nisinis, Osses Rosa Nisimisom, it's Mamma Yap. The figure Abisol Nisagash Ramasa Nisinis, for your royal house of the Lewis Israel, Susa Rosasa Sajos and Heisa. So he's saying that it is one thing, and it's not just having a lot of schusim and so on. I want to explain it. I want to say what I think he means over here is, and this is, he mentioned the first mahalach. When you have a world that's created with Asur Mamaris, that means, when you talk about something being created, it means that irregardless of what was there before, this has a suski mitaratsmai, not as a hemshet. The Prius Oilam means that the Bria Yeshma Ayin means that a world of Asur Mamaris has a schuski mitzad atzmoi and not mitzad anything that has to support it from the outside. It means that anything that has that mile of Asura can stop its own schuski. It doesn't need to depend on. On a schuskiyum that was, and so it's the marshal. If somebody has an object, I give somebody an object, and I give him instructions on how to make the object. So even if the object that I have given him becomes destroyed, but still I can remake it because I gave you now a recipe how to make it. I gave you a lot more than just a chayfet. I gave you a chetim how to make it. Any time a person was zeicha to do asara on his own, that means that the person now has the hechen timtza to be a boyre. So asara nesrenis makes Avraham Avinu into someone that beschusav. You can start the world based on that asara also. So it's always a schus real, let's call it, rather than just a ongoing hemshech what was. Any questions?
The inyan of the Asar Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Is that because the Beis HaMikdash?
That means there's a shirish of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael that is a Vriyadik Kedusha. It's not just Hemshech by Kedmanis. It says the world stays on this. The world is Biskayim. You know, there are things that allow the world a continued existence. But if you have a shirish of Astara, and a nace sort of a Bria Yeshma Ayin, so you now have a mahalach that will allow it to restart itself, to reboot itself every time it needs to.
Right.
Okay.
Very good.
Sure.